This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arukal. Government will refer the bills related to One Nation, One Election to the Joint Parliamentary Committee today, comprising 31 parliamentarians. The proposed JPC will comprise of 21 Lok Sabha members and 10 Rajya Sabha members. The MPs include BJP leaders P.P. Chaudhary, Anurag Singh Thakur and Purushottam Bhai Rupala, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi and Manish Tiwari, TMC's Kalyan Banerjee, NCPSB's Supriya Sule, among others. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. India has pressed for fair and mutually acceptable settlement of border dispute with China at the 23rd meeting of the Special Representatives, SRs. The meeting was held between National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said the two sides underlined the need to ensure peaceful conditions on the ground so that the issues on the border do not hold back the normal development of bilateral relations. The MEA said Mr. Doval and Mr. Wang agreed on the salience of stable, predictable and amicable India-China relations for regional and global peace and prosperity. Mr. Doval reaffirmed India's readiness to engage in pragmatic communication with Beijing and emphasized New Delhi's commitment to create the necessary conditions for a final resolution of the dispute. At least 13 persons, including three defence personnel, lost their lives in a boat tragedy off the Mumbai coast yesterday. Meanwhile, an FIR has been registered in Colaba Police Station in connection with the incident against Navy speedboat driver and others. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences to the family who lost their lives in the mishap. Mr. Modi has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. 28 Indian fishermen from Tamil Nadu's Tirunelveli district have returned home following successful diplomatic efforts that led to their early release from detention in Bahrain. The fishermen, who were arrested in September 2024, for allegedly entering Bahraini territorial waters illegally, had their 6-month sentence reduced to 3 months following a swift legal appeal. The Indian Embassy in Bahrain played a crucial role by immediately appointing legal representation for the fishermen. Markets regulator SEBI has extended the suspension of derivatives trading in 7 agricultural commodities, including wheat and moong, till January 2025 to rein in prices. The other agricultural commodities where trading is suspended by SEBI are paddy, chana, crude palm oil, mustard seeds and their derivatives, and soybean and its derivatives. The U.S. Federal Reserve announced to cut interest rates by 0.25% last night. The U.S. Central Bank signaled a slower pace of cuts ahead, triggering a sharp sell-off in the key financial markets. The Fed announced in a statement that policymakers voted 11-1 to lower the central bank's key lending rate to between 4.25% and 4.50%. All three major indices of U.S. stock market finished lower, while the yields on U.S. Treasuries surged as traders digested the prospect of higher interest rates over the next couple of years. The third and final match of the T20 International Series between India and West Indies women will take place at D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. The series is tied at 1-1, with Harmanpreet led India winning the opener by 49 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.